The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك.
Dear listeners, we have reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. يا مولاي فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك؟ أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك؟ أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه؟ My protector, so how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? Or how should the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? How should its flames burn him while you hear his voice, while you see his place? The Quranic verses and traditions, dear listeners, are replete with the fact that Almighty Allah has mercy upon all the servants. So he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has granted them all material and spiritual blessings, and he has not deprived a single one of his servants from his bountiful blessings. Now the problem is that some humans are idle. They do not attempt for getting sustenance, so they lose their value. They are deprived of Allah's blessings on their own will. Anyone who wishes, he can gain Allah's material blessings by lawful attempts with no hindrance. He can gain divine bliss by sincere attempts, by truly believing in the Lord of the worlds, so that he would benefit from Allah's mercy in this world and the next one. Allah will give him purified life in the world and in the paradise and hereafter. And this is really interesting because it is among the wonders of His Divine Mercy that His Holy Essence grants great and unbelievable blessings for just few acts. The acts that even the doer of those actions does not believe that he will be given these bounties and blessings for. We'll have a look at some instances after a short break.
My Lord, glory and praise be to you. Would you disregard the voice of a Muslim slave imprisoned in hell for his disobedience and imprisoned within its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds, crying out to you the cries of one who has faith in your mercy and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity and seeking to approach you by means of your epithet.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, let us have a look at one of the instances of Almighty Allah's granting great blessings about Prophet Solomon. Allah's selected servant, this prophet, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, once passed a peasant in a splendid, magnificent manner. Seeing Solomon's glory, the peasant said, "The beneficent Allah has granted the son of David a glorious kingdom." This was brought to Solomon by the wind. Prophet Solomon got up from his top position. He went to the peasant and told him, "Do not wish something whose responsibility you cannot tolerate. If Allah accepts your glorifying him, it would be better for you than Solomon's king, because the reward for glorifying Allah is eternal, but Solomon's kingdom is finite." In this regard, dear listeners, the late Sheikh Zadugh has narrated a strange tradition in the worthy book of Thawab al-A'mal. One of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said that I heard Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saying, "Iyyakum wal-kasal," avoid laziness and dullness. "Inna rabbakum rahim yashkuru al-qaleel," because your Lord is beneficent and grants great rewards for your small acts. "Inna ar-rajul la yusalli ar-rak'atayn tatawwu'an yuridu bihima wajha Allahi 'azza wa jalla fayudkhiluhu Allahu bihima al-jannah." Someone may accomplish a two-unit prayer, not obligatory, for Allah's sake, so Allah takes him to paradise for it. "وَإِنَّهُ لَيَتَصَدَّقُ بِالدِّرْهَمِ تَطَوُّعًا يُرِيدُ بِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَيُدْخِلُهُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ." There might be a person who willingly gives a drachma away as charity for Allah's sake, hence Allah takes him to paradise for it. "وَإِنَّهُ لَيَصُومُ الْيَوْمَ تَطَوُّعًا يُرِيدُ بِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَيُدْخِلُهُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ." And one servant may fast in a day for Allah's sake, and therefore Allah takes him to paradise for it. I mean, what kind of relationship, what kind of connection do you see between this small act of fasting a day, of performing a two-unit prayer and entering paradise? There is no logical connection and relationship between these two, but this is the Lord of the worlds. This is the vast ocean of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we're discussing. That is why that the person Imam Ali alayhi salam is describing in this part of the Kumail supplication is still hopeful of the previous clemency of the Lord. فَكَيْفَ يَبَقَى فِي الْعَذَابِ وَهُوَ يَرْجُو مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكِ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.